Today, Be'ez Hashem, doing Daf Lamed Daled of Masechta Zevachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include Tumah B'Mikdash, various prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash involving Tumah, including Tamei She'ochel B'sar Kodesh Lifnei Zrika, whether a Tamei gets Malkus for eating meat of Kodesh before Zrika was performed. Eichel Basar Tamei Lifnei Zrika, whether a Tar gets Malkus for eating meat of Kodesh that is Tamei before Zrika. Eitzim U'Levayna, one is liable for eating wood of Kodesh that is Tamei. Yeshle Matirim, one is liable to Karis for eating an item of Kodesh that is Tamei, only if the Matir, the part of the carbon that permits it to be eaten, was already sacrificed. Hamala Avery Behemet Tmei Al Gabe Mizbeach, whether one receives Malkus for offering limbs of a non-kosher animal on the Mizbeach. This may depend on whether Lava B'machlala say, like in the love, one incurs Malkus for a love implied by a positive statement. Chaya, whether one may offer a Chaya, a wild animal, as a carbon. Zrika Psula, various cases involving an invalid Zrika. The Gemara discusses whether the rest of the lifeblood, or the blood left in this and in other cups, becomes Shirayim, leftover blood, or Dichui, disqualified blood. Whether another Zrika can be performed if Kibul Akasha B'Nasan L'Apostle, a valid Kohen received the blood and gave it to an Apostle, Kibul B'Minoi B'Nasan L'Smaile, a Kohen received it in his right hand and then placed it in his left hand. Kibul B'Kli Kodesh B'Nasan L'Kli Chayil, a Kohen received the blood in the Kli Sharis and then poured it into an ordinary utensil. Nishbach min a Kli ala Ritzba V'Asafai, he received the blood in a Kli Sharis and it then spilled onto the floor and he collected it or Nasna al Mizbeach, it was sprinkled on the wrong part of the Mizbeach.